French Foreign Minister Kouchner often praised the political stability and security in northern Iraq's Kurdish region during his visit to the area on Sunday. Speaking at a news conference late that night, alongside Kurdistan's President Masoud Barzani, Kouchner hailed the cooperative efforts between the regional government and Iraq's central government in Baghdad.
Je me souviens d'un temps où être aux côtés de Masoud Barzani, c'était...
The French foreign minister noted that he jointly met with Kurdistan's President Barzani and Iraq's President Jalal Talabani last year. Both men are Kurds, a minority in Iraq, and they head rival Kurdish political parties. Now, Kouchner says, the president of the region and the president of the nation are friends who can work with each other and all other groups to rebuild Iraq. But a main source of contention between the Kurdish government and the central government continues to thrive, the status of the disputed territory of oil-rich Kirkuk province in northern Iraq. Article 140 of Iraq's constitution says a referendum will decide the status of the city and province of Kirkuk and other towns in the region. That referendum was due to be held by the end of 2007, but last December, lawmakers in the Kurdish region approved a six-month delay to give the United Nations a greater role in preparations. Those 6 months will be up at the end of June. Much of Iraq's oil wealth lies beneath Kirkuk province. The city of Kirkuk was Arabized under Saddam Hussein, with Arabs being moved into the region and Kurds driven out. The Kurds reasserted their rights to the area after U.S.-led forces toppled Saddam in 2003. Ethnic Kurds want it to be part of the semi-autonomous Kurdish region, arguing that, oil resources aside, it is culturally and historically a Kurdish area. But minority Arab and Turkmen residents fear marginalization and want Kirkuk to be under Baghdad's control. Kurdistan's President Barzani told reporters that he discussed the issue of Kirkuk with his French guest. France is a major political power, as well as a veto-wielding member of the United Nations Security Council. But when a reporter asked Kouchner for France's stance on the disputed territory, the foreign minister declined to directly answer the question.
De l'article 140 et de l'application de la Constitution, le président vous a répondu qu'il y avait d'abord cette application de la Constitution.
He said the issue is related to Iraq's constitution, and it is up to the people of Iraq to decide how to resolve the dispute. Still, Mr. Barzani said the Kurdish government is working well with the central government and the United Nations on the issue of Kirkuk. He stressed that the ultimate decision will be based on Iraqi law, and he said the Kurdish government will adhere to that final decision, whatever the outcome. Suzanne Presto, VOA News, Erbil.